Dr. Pinsky dictating the mail I am in. William Flynn, F-L-I-N. William Flynn presented to the office with Shannon Cogdill, C-O-G-D-I-L-L, to assist in completing his intake questionnaire. Appeared according to the information obtained from the examinee in this fashion. He was injured at work on 9/30/19. Appeared he was going down steps and there was a hose under leaves causing him to fall. Appeared he had a window in his hand when this occurred. Appeared he believed he injured his right ankle, knees, back, and right shoulder. Appeared he was totally, he had 5 tears. Come up blood and blood deteriorating bone. Appeared he did not undergo any surgery in this matter. Appeared he continues to participate in pain management through his private insurance for the shoulder. Appeared in paragraph per his claim petition, Mr. Flynn tripped on a hose going downstairs at work, causing injuries to both knees, ankles, and right shoulder. Appeared medical records show he was seen at Concentra on 10/1/19. Appeared he reported taking a window and tripped on a hose. Appeared he fell forward and injured both knees and hands. Appeared he went to Inspire emergency room where he had x-rays done. Appeared on this visit he had a BMI of 47.14, indicating morbid obesity. Appeared he was examined and diagnosed with strain of the right and left ankle, as well as contusions of the right and left knee. Appeared he was begun on ibuprofen. Appeared he had 1+ pitting edema to the right ankle and 2+ at the left ankle. Appeared there was 1+ pretibial pitting edema on the right and 2+ pretibial pitting edema on the left. Appeared there was an anterior abrasion on the left knee. Appeared he was tendered diffusely over the anterior right knee. Appeared there was lateral swelling of the right ankle where there was tenderness at the lateral malleolus. Appeared there was full range of motion with pain. Appeared the left ankle appeared swollen laterally. Appeared there was tenderness at the ATFL. Appeared he had full range of motion without pain. Appeared new paragraph, he returned on 10/4/19, stating his pain has been worse, with a lot of pain in the right knee. But the pain started to radiate into his lumbar spine, and his right shoulder is painful because of the fall as well. Period. He was referred for physical therapy. And was on activity modifications. Appeared he followed up at Concentra through 10/16/19. Appeared he on this occasion related he was in the emergency room 2 months ago for shortness of breath and was referred to a cardiologist and given Lasix. Appeared he currently had bilateral patellofemoral joint arthrosis and would benefit from cortisone injection. Appeared however his medical condition today is not stable enough for this. Appeared he was referred to the emergency room again for evaluation of unrelated medical condition today, discussing he was not safe to have therapy with elevated blood pressure and shortness of breath at this time. Appeared the diagnosis was primary localized osteoarthritis of both knees. Period. In paragraph, Mr. Flynn was then seen orthopedically by Dr. DiVenero beginning 10/23/19. prepared, he noted a history of left knee arthroscopic surgery as well as tumor removal. Prepared, he referred him for a stat venous Doppler study of the right lower extremity. Prepared, a cortisone injection was administered to the right knee. Prepared, the right knee demonstrated significant patellofemoral osteitis that is considered pre-existing. Appeared aware the injury resulted in an exacerbation of it. Appeared he is morbidly obese and a heavy smoker. Appeared he is not a surgical candidate by any means. Period. They also discussed the possibility of viscosupplementation injections. Appeared on the left knee, he also noted similar to the right knee, significant patellofemoral arthritis that was pre-existing. Period, cortisone injection was administered to the left knee. Period, was also diagnosed with the right ankle sprain and placed in an ASO brace. Period, based upon x-ray showing well corticated subfibular ossicles, he had an old right ankle sprain as well. Period, at the moment, he has grade 1 right ankle sprain for which conservative management is recommended. Period, he was placed in an ASO brace and was cleared for sedentary duty. Period. Dr. DiBonero followed his progress, and on 11-6-19, did perform a monovisc injection to the right and left knees. Period. He also had a synovial cyst of the right popliteal space. Period. At the visit of 11-20-19, he was referred for therapy on the right ankle as well as an MRI of the right ankle. Period. On 12-18-19, he noted the MRI demonstrated a posterior tibial tendon tear with 2.4 centimeters of gap between the tendon ends. Period, it has been over 4 months since the injury. Period, he would not recommend surgical repair given the timing, comma, chronic venous stasis and morbid obesity. Period, it is unlikely that the tendon would be able to be repaired. Pretty recommended ongoing conservative management. Period. He was unable to drive, but could be maintained on sedentary restrictions. Period. At another visit of 1-8-20, he was referred for a functional capacity evaluation. Pretty Dr. DiBonero deemed he had reached a treatment plateau and was not going to improve with further conservative management. Period. He was referred for a functional capacity evaluation. Period. Dr. DiBonero reviewed the results of the FCE on 1-29-20. There were effort discrepancies noted throughout the test indicating submaximal effort. Period, regardless, the study came back with a sedentary work restriction. Period, he was going to be released with permanent sedentary restrictions as set forth by the FCE. Period. New paragraph. I will insert the results of the FCE here once I get to it. Period, returned to Dr. DiBonero on 8-19-20 for a need for treatment evaluation of his knees. Period. He was last seen on 1-29-20. Period, he's barely able to walk because his knees are feeling very sore. Period, he's requesting an injection. Period, he also complains of right shoulder pain for which he did not have any imaging or treatment. Period, however, he states when he fell face forward, he landed on his outstretched right upper extremity. Period, he also is reporting lower back pain since the fall. Period. He was then diagnosed with lumbar strain, comma, acute pain of the right shoulder, and right knee and left knee, as well as arthritis of the right and left knees. Period. Dr. DiMonero expressed he is not a surgical candidate. With a BMI of 47, appeared he would need to lose at least 80 pounds before being considered a surgical candidate. Appeared the treatment for his knees would be palliative. Appeared he had gotten relief with injections in the past, so it could be considered for them again. Period. Relative to the right shoulder and lumbar spine, he was going to review diagnostic studies that may have been performed. Period. On 10/14/20, Dr. DiRonero administered dipamedrol injection to both knees. Period. On 10/14/20, this was repeated. Appeared it was thought he might need a right shoulder injection as well. Period. New paragraph. The practitioner was then seen by spine surgeon Dr. Shah on 10/22/20 for lumbar pain. Period. This was the first time his lumbar spine was being looked at since the injury. Pretty has radicular pain down both of his legs as well as numbness. Period. He was diagnosed with lumbar sprain and strain related to the work injury, comma, pre-existing obesity, comma, and bilateral lumbar radiculopathy type symptoms related to the work injury. Period. Dr. Shah ordered X-rays and MRI of the lumbar spine, as well as EMG/NCV of both lower extremities. Period. On 2/17/21, Dr. DiRonero wrote X-rays confirmed pre-existing degenerative arthritis in the right shoulder. Period. He would not consider these findings related to the injury in question. Treatment for the osteoarthritis should be through his private insurance, but he was considered at maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph, he saw Dr. Shah again on 2/23/21. Period. By then he had undergone the recommended diagnostic studies. Period. He wrote these results, and they will be incorporated as marked. Period. Dr. Shah did not recommend surgical intervention, but he wanted to get the actual EMG study results and see him back after that. But at that point, he may be at a treatment plateau from a spine surgical perspective. Period. He did see Dr. Shah again on 3/4/21 for a one-time follow-up of his lumbar pain. Period. EMG showed evidence of chronic bilateral L4 and L5 radiculopathy with evidence of reinnervation, but there was no active denervation. Period. Technically, there was sensory motor peripheral neuropathy, primarily axonal loss. Period. He was encouraged to follow up with his primary care physician for his underlying polyneuropathy, unrelated to the work injury. Period. From a spine surgical perspective, he had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. Nevertheless, he was seen by pain management specialist Dr. Smith on 5/21/21. Period. She recommended physical therapy. Period. She saw no need for interventional treatment at this time for the work injury in 2019. period. If you follow his progress on 9/27/21, reporting no relief with physical therapy, but he also referenced the EMG results. Period. She explained to him there was no need for interventional treatment as his injury was in 2019 and he was not responding to physical therapy. Period. He would be recommended for a surgical consultation, parentheses, which had already been performed by Dr. Shah, close parentheses, period. For now, his work restrictions will remain unchanged. Period. He did see Dr. Shah again on 11/30/21. And was thought to have persistent discomfort in the back with numbness going down both legs. Period. He was at a treatment plateau from a spine surgical perspective because of his weight. Period. He had an FCE and those would be permanent restrictions going forward. Period. He reports that he does need pain medication to help him with symptoms and therefore evaluation and management with chronic pain management specialist was indicated. Period. Parentheses. This was notwithstanding that he had just seen pain specialist Dr. Smith. Period. New paragraph. The lumbar MRI. I'm sorry, the MRI of the right ankle was done on 12/16/19 to be inserted. Period. The FCE was done on 1/22/20. Period. Found he was capable of working in the sedentary physical demand category. Period. However, he demonstrated consistent effort only throughout 46.2% of this test, which would suggest significant observational and evidence-based contraindications resulting in consistency of effort discrepancies, self-limiting behaviors, and or submaximal effort. But the overall results do not represent a true and accurate representation of Mr. Flynn's overall physical abilities. Period. The current level described would be at a minimum of functioning. Period. His pain ratings were also deemed to be unreliable. Period. EMG was done by Dr. Nod on 12/9/20 to be inserted. Period. Flexion extension x-rays of the lumbar spine were done on 12/21/20 to be inserted. Period. Lumbar MRI was done on 12/21/20 to be inserted. Period. On 2/9/21, he had x-rays of the right shoulder that showed moderate osteoarthritis at the glenohumeral compartment, but this was otherwise negative. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He complained about the workers' compensation administration of his case. Period. He claims that he has not received a paycheck in 3 years. Period. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed swelling of both wrists. Period. Motion of the wrists was generally decreased bilaterally. Period. He complained of pain with all planes of motion in the right shoulder. Period. Adduction was 20 degrees, abduction 40 degrees, flexion 35 degrees, extension 20 degrees, with internal and external rotation to 10 degrees. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was volitionally limited to the right hip. Period. Motion of the left shoulder as well as both elbows and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Manual muscle testing demonstrated breakaway weakness in right hand grasp and pinch grip. Period. Strength was 4/5 with elbow flexion extension as well as shoulder abduction and external rotation, but with 5/5 on the left. Period. There was superficial anticipatory tenderness palpation about the right shoulder, but there was none on the left. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the right shoulder could not be performed due to his lack of cooperation. Great extremities lower. He had this part of his exam done in a seated fashion since he was unable to get onto the exam table. Appeared he also remained in his socks. Appeared inspection revealed edema of the calves and ankles, more so on the left than the right. Appeared there were also venostasis changes that were higher on the left than on the right. Period. He had diminished soft touch sensation globally throughout the right lower extremity, but this was intact on the left. Period. Pinprick sensation was deferred. Period. Motion of the hips was also deferred. Period. Flexion of the right knee was to 115 degrees and left 125 degrees. Period. Extension on the right had a 10 degree lag and on the left had 0 degrees of extension. Period. Motion of the ankles was generally decreased, secondary to his adipose tissue. Period. There was superficial anticipatory tenderness to the left foot and ankle, but there was none on the right. He did not participate in provocative maneuvers at the ankles, knees, or hips. Spine cervical. There was moderate tenderness palpation about the right paracervical musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline. There was excessive adipose tissue here, but no apparent scars. Thoracic inspection revealed excessive adipose tissue, but no apparent scars. The rest of that is normal. Lumbosacral. He ambulated with a short stepping gait, but no foot drop or assistive device. He was unable to stand or walk on his heels or toes. Period. He changed position slowly and squatted to only 25 degrees. Period. He immediately wanted to sit down since his legs became numb. Period. Inspection revealed excessive adipose tissue, but no apparent scars. Period. Active flexion was to 20 degrees with tenderness. Period. Extension was full to 25 degrees with tenderness. Period. Motion of both, bilateral rotation and side bending were full without discomfort. Period. He was tender to palpation about the lumbosacral junction. Seated straight leg raising maneuver on the right at 30 degrees and left at 55 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. Supine straight leg raising maneuvers were deferred for the reason described above. Impressions. On 9/30/19, William Flynn fell while at work onto his hands and knees. Period. He was seen at the emergency room where he had x-rays and was released. Period. He followed up a concentric from whom he received conservative care, including therapy. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Flynn then primarily came under the orthopedic care of Dr. DiVernero for his lower extremities. Period. He diagnosed arthritis of the knees and ankles and performed cortisone injections to the knees. Period. He did have an MRI of the right ankle. Period. He participated in an FCE on 122-20 but did not put forth reliable effort. Period. He had an EMG on 12/9/20 to be inserted here. Period. He had a lumbar MRI on 12/21/20 to be inserted here. Period. Mr. Flynn also had the benefit of spine surgical care from Dr. Shaw and pain specialist care from Dr. Smith. Period. He was deemed not to be a surgical candidate based upon his morbid obesity. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found him to be extremely obese. Period. There was decreased range of motion about the right shoulder, comma, both knees, comma, and lumbar spine. Period. He did not have an intelligent gait. Period. There was generally decreased range of motion about the wrists and ankles, but there was also swelling and edema of both lower extremities with venostasis skin changes. Period. New paragraph. I will offer permanent disability primarily to the ankles and perhaps the knees for an exacerbation of underlying arthritis relative to the right shoulder and lower back. There may be 0% permanent partial total disability, period, and that is the end.